This is Touching You, Touching Me, a Stranger Things fanfic written by It Can Be Palped and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R and contains the pairing Robin Buckley, Chrissy Cunningham, with additional tags for body swap, sexual tension, sexual fantasy. They don't have sex, but they talk about potential sexual acts. Their personal gay agenda is to get off. Getting Together. Lesbian Robin Buckley. Sapphic Chrissy Cunningham. The Upside Down. Alternate timelines. Not canon compliant. Author's notes. The Upside Down is at large, but nothing really matches the timeline of the show. No rules, just right. Plot convenience. Chrissy, Robin says. How do you live like this? She still isn't used to hearing Robin's speech pattern and inflections coming out of her own mouth. It's like when Chrissy would look in the mirror as a preteen and move her mouth to lip-sync along to songs. The angle is all wrong, though, which makes sense, considering Chrissy is looking at herself from Robin's eyes. It's all a bit confusing. They'd met on a sort of date. A hangout, more than anything, where Robin scoped out if Chrissy was being for real about her interests in women, and, more pressingly, in Robin. Chrissy very much considered it a date, or maybe a pre-date, where she could put to the test all the little things Eddie had pointed out to her about Robin that was hinting towards her being a woman lover. It had been a sort of mixed bag. Robin had a carabiner, gay, and had something about going down on someone's sister written on her shoes. Forward, but also pretty gay. But she had also spent an inordinate amount of time talking about a man, Steve, and even more time denying the presence of anything other than platonic feelings between them. Somehow less reassuring than not bringing that up at all, which made it difficult for Chrissy to actually analyze if Robin was the tree she should be barking up. Right around then is when it happened. When Chrissy finally decided to go for it and yank Robin down by her suspenders into the most explosive kiss of her life. Like, literally explosive. The ground shook, and the field they had been walking through split near them, releasing the most disgusting fumes Chrissy has ever had the displeasure of smelling. Which was saying a lot, considering she had entered the boys' locker room once on a dare after there had been a sewage backup. They kissed, the world went boom, and when they pulled apart again, Chrissy was alarmed to find herself looking at her own face. Their escape was a bit tenuous. It was sort of astounding just how weak Robin's ankles are. The inability to run really seemed to be attached to the body she was in, considering Robin didn't have any problem running. Instead of going to the hospital, or literally anywhere else that might have remotely made sense, Robin directed her to the buyer's house, of all places. There's a girl there. Quiet and sweet and very literal, with big brown eyes and a shaved head, who looks at them, closes her eyes to have a think while Chrissy's brain and Robin's skull feel sort of itchy and tickled, before deeming them safe for now. They get hauled off to some almost off-grid cabin, where Robin fills her in on the government conspiracy. What? The weird other reality. What? And the girl Elle's psychic abilities. What? And reassures her that their little outfit has experience with weird things. Understatement. And will get them set to rights. For the time being, they'll hide out here and have food delivered, hang out, and turn their maybe date into U-hauling practice. More compellingly for Chrissy is the vacation from her bitch of a mother. Which brings them to now. To Robin, 3 days into their bizarre body swap retreat, asking Chrissy how she can live like this. You mean the body swap? I mean, you're managing it too. We're both just doing our best, I think. No, that's not... Chrissy, your body is so unbelievably tense. Like, intimately tense. Sorry, I'm sure it's inappropriate to talk about your body's needs, though I really think that sex talk is sort of grossly over-censored. I don't mean gross, but, you know, like, there's just too much of it. But anyway, I always thought experience, like, random, needful days, but your body is just... Have you ever... Do you masturbate? At all? Even though a bright red face following word vomit is a very Robin expression, it's still weird seeing it play out on Chris's own face. It's sort of charming. Is it narcissistic if she finds herself cute? Does it count when it's someone else in a Chrissy costume? She's been doing so much overthinking lately that she doesn't really want to get into it again for whatever is about to happen right now. I mean, sometimes My mom took my bedroom door away like 2 years ago because she thought me getting my driver's license meant I'd be smuggling food into the house to hoard in my bedroom. Dad gets on my case if I'm in the shower too long, so I never really feel like I'm somewhere safe or private enough to masturbate. Their first day together, Robin had looked at her with concern over just how hungry her body was feeling. Chrissy is still working on being nicer to herself and squashing the mom-shaped mean girl in her head, but she could never, ever bear the thought of someone going hungry on her behalf. She'd stuttered over explaining just a bit to give Robin context and reassurance while she made her a sandwich. It was enough like talking to herself that everything just ended up pouring right out of her anyways. Chrissy told Robin more than she'd ever told anyone, and that's including Miss Kelly. As your girlfriend... Wait, we're dating now, right? Yes, Robin, we're dating. They spend more than half their days just making out and groping each other on the couch. It's a bit easier when done with eyes closed, even though it still just sort of feels like she's feeling up herself a bit. Knowing that Robin is there with her is enough, though. It makes a difference. Robin beams at her from her own face, the expression perfectly her, even through the mask of Chrissy's face. As your girlfriend, I think it's important that this body gets some TLC and, reaches completion at least once. It's getting sort of distracting how much my focus keeps drifting back to between your / my legs. Chrissy feels her face heat. She's more than a bit turned on. Robin's not the only one receiving horny signals from the body they're inhabiting. But she's not sure what the right path forward is here. What are you thinking? With a mild wince, Robin bobs her head back and forth consideringly. Well, what's less weird? You using my hand to touch your body, or me masturbating in your body? I'd do it in front of you, of course, so that you know that I'm not, like, getting up to something nefarious. Because I absolutely wouldn't. I'd only masturbate in the way that you're most comfortable with. That sounds so weird still. God, would it even make it less weird to watch me masturbate for you? Or would it make it more weird? Chrissy pulls her own body toward her chest into a firm cuddle, glancing down, still weird, until Robin looks up at her. It's still her own face! And accepts the kiss she plants on her lips. Her eyes slide closed, and the kiss deepens, lips sliding wetly against each other while their tongues tease and trace. I don't think there's an option that's not weird, Chrissy eventually admits, pulling back from their kiss. But all of those options sound weirdly hot. I'm not sure if I really particularly want to touch my own body so intimately with your hands. There's something almost conceited about it to me. I can't really settle that thought in my head. But watching you masturbate, even in my own body, that is... somehow extra hot to me. Maybe you can do that while I do the same? that we could, watch each other? Her suggestion lands really well with Robin, based on the way Chrissy watches her pupils blow out wide immediately. Yeah, please, yes, please. I want that exactly. Robin is nodding her head frantically. She doesn't even stop when she tilts her chin up to plant a few less than chaste kisses on Chrissy's mouth. Her own mouth. Whatever. Do you want to do it now? Robin groans, letting herself sink into Chrissy's embrace. Urgh! Please, Chrissy, I would love nothing more in the world. The end.